We have rain. We can actually grow some grass and not just weeds.
You know, it's funny. The last couple times I've gone home, my dad's a farmer.
Oh, yeah.
When I say home, I mean where my parents live. They live about an hour and a half north around Piatone, Manhattan area. And every time I've gone home, they've gotten rain. So I brought the rain to them, but I haven't brought it back to Champaign in a long time.
You did it this time.
There you go.
You did it. All it took was a trip to Wrigleyville. And you're bringing the rain south.
Now this means I have to mow my lawn. I haven't done it in like a month.
My wife just took care of that this weekend. But again, all you're doing is mowing weeds.
Right.
It seems like. There's no grass that actually grows.
Exactly. So that's why I haven't mowed it. I just let the weeds go.
Well,
it's their day.
Tuesdays are usually my golf day. You know, of course, you and Stevie took care of that. I don't get to golf anymore. But I feel for the guys because I know they're out there saying, why does it have to rain today? Well, why not tomorrow?
Now they can just sit down and just listen to the Tay and Jay show.
There you go. Have a cold beer and just relax. That's what we're doing. And we're talking a lot today. And again, a lot of football and high school football because what are we now? 2 days, 3 days away from this?
Friday Night Lights is this Friday.
This is unbelievable.
And we've had a lot of coaches on. Today we're going to get Mike Allen on at 3:20.
Okay.
But right now we're bringing on Rantoul coach Shane Carter. Shane, you got in the rain up there yet? I'm guessing you're going to run the guys indoors a little bit.
Oh, it's been pouring, but it looks like it's clearing up, so we're getting ready to head out to the practice field.
Well, I told Coach Carter, I mean, now that it's going to cool down, you guys, you can just run them ragged tonight, right, Coach?
Oh, we're playing. We've got a game in 3 days. They got to be in shape.
3 days, Coach, and you guys actually start the year off with two home games. You'll host Charleston, the Trojans right off the bat, and then you've got Eureka coming to town. But let's don't worry about Eureka right now. We're worrying about Charleston. Is Rantoul ready? You guys fired up?
Oh, yeah, they're ready to begin. I think, you know, we took a lot of good steps last year. They're ready to continue building on what we started last year.
So, Coach, what's your kind of mantra with this team? We know coaches usually have T-shirts that have a saying. I know it's been since 2005, since Rantoul has been in the playoffs. You've been 3-6 the last 3 years. What's kind of your mantra with this team right now to kind of climb that last hurdle?
It's kind of we've been preaching just one team. That's just one team working together. You know, we got to practice, be one. And that's probably what I've been preaching for the last couple of years is we're one team, and that's what we're looking at.
Well, and we talked about that. I mean, that you've been 3-6 the last couple of years. What's been the hardest hurdle to try and get back to that playoffs?
It's just learning how to finish off the games when you have to. When you got the lead, it's learning how to win and getting over those humps. We got to make the big plays that we haven't been able to make the last couple of years. I think we're getting closer. And then you got to pull off get some quality wins. You know, like last year we had the big win against Muhammad. You know, first of all, we beat them at the varsity level. That was a huge boost for our program. So, you know, pull off some of those bigger wins that people don't think we're supposed to and beat the ones that we have to.
And, Coach, you mentioned the fact that last year you guys gained a lot of traction, gained a lot of ground. Does that mean you think this year, I mean, this team, was last year a key to this year? I mean, are you guys more veteran now? What do you expect out of this squad?
Yeah, we're more veteran. You know, last year we learned a lot. Not as just as players, but as coaches. We made some mistakes coaching-wise, as the players made mistakes, and you know, we've laid some groundwork. And we've got some seniors that have come back. They're hungry. They want to keep going the direction we're going.
Coach, what are some of those things that you learned about yourself, about the players last year? Was it you know, play calling? Was it just how you handle the play? What certain things did you learn?
I think mainly I learned just kind of how to handle the situations, how to handle a big win like Muhammad, and how not, you know, make sure we don't get too complacent on where we're at and, you know, keep striving to get better every day, every moment that we can.
Visiting with Rantoul coach Shane Carter. He's joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And, Coach, you know, every year you kind of forget. Obviously, you don't, but when you cover a lot of different teams, you forget who you play, et cetera, what kind of teams. But, boy, you look down your lineup here of teams. I mean, Charleston, they're always a good team. You got Muhammad, of course, Bloomington, Central Catholic, Normal. I mean, it never ends, does it? There's a lot of good quality competition on that schedule.
Yeah, we have probably what I always say is probably one of the best 4A conferences in the state of Illinois.
Right.
When you look top to bottom with Prairie Central, Normal U High, Bloomington Central Catholic, Muhammad, Eureka's getting better, Olympia, you know, everybody's improving. And
sure,
if you want, you know, that's what we got to keep doing if we're going to stick up with them. And then we throw our non-conference is Muhammad and Paris. Paris was a playoff team last year. Charleston was 5-4.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, there's not a, one of those weeks where you say, oh, this should be an easy victory. We have to go out and fight every night.
Coach, every team has this certain characteristics that you think, you know, this team's a grinded-out team, this team's a really good skill team where they spread it out and they score a lot of points. When we think of Rantoul, when we watch them this year, what kind of team are you going to be with the personnel that you have?
We're going to be more of a finesse team. Last year, we were more of the grinded-out. We had a big offensive line, had the All-State running back. This year, we're going to be more finesse, speed, try to beat them out to the perimeter and use our speed.
So your strengths, Coach, then, I mean, is it more of that that quarterback, running back position, wide receiver? Is that you feel like your strength?
Yes, I feel our strength is our skill positions this year. I mean, our offensive line's got some veterans back. They're going to be very solid up front. But I think our main strength is our team overall team speed, athleticism.
And you mentioned, Coach, about your seniors. Do you have a lot of them, or is this just a class of guys that have really shown some leadership and ready to take that next step?
It's a good mix of the guys. There's not a whole bunch of them, but they're ones that have been in the program for 4 years, that have worked hard and have dedicated themselves this year to being successful. And they've kind of jumped on board and shown the leadership to our younger kids.
Wrapping up with Rantoul football coach Shane Carter here on the Tay and Jay Show. Coach, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I've always wondered this. Having Illinois come and train at Camp Rantoul, what does that do for your kids? Do you guys get a chance to go out as a team and watch that, or is that a pretty neat thing for the kids?
We really haven't got a chance to get out as a team because it always comes at the time we're in the middle of our camp.
Right.
And we've got a lot of 7-on-7 going on, so we just have it as a team, and then they fall in our no-contact week. But we encourage our kids to get out there when they can to visit and see. And as coaches, we get out there and visit with the Illini coaches a little bit and try to pick their brains a little on different things.
Nothing wrong with that. Shane Carter, he's the head football coach of Rantoul. 3 straight 3-6 years. And, Coach, we're hoping you get that turned around this year and get back to the playoffs. So good luck to you and the Eagles.
Thank you.
All right. That is Coach Shane Carter. He is the Rantoul football coach. And as mentioned, boy, you go down that lineup.
It's a top-heavy kind. The Corn Belt, when you look at it, I mean, Bloomington Central Catholic, obviously, has had some great teams. Mohammed Seymour, Rantoul, seemed to get, you know, they seemed on the rise last year after they beat Mohammed Seymour, but they couldn't get over that hump. And I know that's tough for a program that hasn't had a lot of success. So that's why it's going to be interesting. See if they can take another step forward.
I always laugh, you know, I don't think it's any secret. I went to school at Villa Grove, and, you know, you got enrollments there of 150, right. 160, and I look at some of these enrollments, like normal university, 1,006 kids. Mm-hmm. I just laugh at that because of where I'm from. You know, I mean, I remember my first class at SIU. There were more people in that class than I think in my entire school. I was like, wow.
Well, and that's the same way. When I went to Illinois, Folinger Auditorium, sure. 750 kids in that class. I had 530 in my whole school, graduated with 130 in my class. And now I look back at Piatone, and now they have like 780 kids.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable how fast they grow.
It took me an entire week to realize all you got to do is take your daily Egyptian and a Mountain Dew. You're set to go.
You found your niche.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You can always listen if you want, but that's up to you. No, I don't encourage that to all the children out there and students of college age. All right, so we got a lot more to do today.
Yeah, we're having GCMS coach Mike Allen on in about 10 minutes here.
Sweet.
We're also going to have Illini Tyler Griffey, the junior forward from the basketball team. He's going to join us around 3:45, 4, somewhere in there. They're talking with the media now. Bruce Weber talking with the media. We'll have that audio for you hopefully later as well.
Okay, and we're giving away Cardinals tickets at the bottom of this hour, so be listening for that. We're going to start giving away a lot of Cardinal tickets all day today, as we do here on the Tay and Jay Show. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.